When Maryland became the first East Coast state to ban the sale, trade, and distribution of shark fins, it was a much-needed victory for these essential ocean dwellers. However, sharks are still facing an uphill battle. Here today to talk about the latest in shark conservation is Beth Lowell, campaign director for Oceana, the largest international advocacy group focused solely on protecting the world's oceans. Thanks for coming in today, Beth.
Thank you for having me.
Why are sharks considered at risk?
Well, sharks are slow-growing, late-maturing, and long-lived animals. They give birth to a very few young, which makes them extremely vulnerable to over-exploitation. As one of the top predators, sharks play a vital role in the health of the oceans. As of today, some shark populations have declined by as much as 99%, mostly as a result of unsustainable fishing practices such as shark finning. For those that don't know what shark finning is, it's the brutal practice of slicing off a shark's fins and then throwing its carcass back overboard, sometimes still alive, where it drowns or slowly bleeds to death.
What is the latest news in shark conservation in the United States?
The good news is that sharks are in a much better position than they were even a few years ago, but there is still much work to be done. A couple years ago, we passed the Shark Conservation Act in Congress, which requires that sharks be landed with their fins still attached, thus banning the practice of shark finning in U.S. waters once and for all. Also, 8 states, including Maryland, have passed their own state laws banning the sale, trade, and distribution of shark fins. And we expect other states to step up and follow their lead in the future.
Well, what does still need to be done?
Well, you know, despite advances in these 8 states, we are still part of the problem in the United States. Consumers in the U.S. are driving demand for shark fins, which leads to unscrupulous fishing practices around the world. Until the demand for fins is shut down, the incentive to continue to kill sharks for their fins alone will remain. In an interesting turn of events, the U.S. government is making it difficult for states that have enacted these trade bans. In a recent proposed rule, the National Marine Fisheries Service said that the trade bills were preempted by federal fisheries management laws. Our lawyers don't buy their argument, and Oceana, along with our coalition partners across the country, will continue to fight to ensure that these state shark fin trade ban laws stay in place.
It seems like such an inhumane practice would be easy to eliminate entirely. So why are people still shark finning?
It's all about the money. For example, a single bowl of shark fin soup can cost up to $100, making fins easily the most lucrative part of the sharks. And since shark meat is often the inferior piece of a shark, and you can cram more shark fins into your hold of your boat if you get rid of the carcasses and their bodies, it makes a real big financial incentive to catch the maximum amount of shark fins you can each trip and make the most money.
So clearly, reducing the demand for shark fins will slow down this financial incentive to kill so many sharks.
Absolutely.
What is the ultimate goal?
Well, the ultimate goal is to save sharks globally. Sharks are critical to the health of our oceans. We need to manage sharks like we do even other commercial fish. We need species-specific stock assessments so we know how many sharks are out there, and species-specific catch limits so we're not overfishing vulnerable shark populations. And for some sharks, we need to not catch them at all because there are such low populations of these shark species. And finally, we need an end to shark finning worldwide.
Hopefully, by the next time we talk, the news will be better and better for these incredible creatures. Thank you so much for coming in, Beth. To learn more about Oceana's work around the world to save sharks, visit aqua.org/ablueview. This is John Racanelli of the National Aquarium for WYPR, your NPR news station.